You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
All right, what's the report from outside?
I was outside for maybe 3 minutes. I counted 8 Q-tips. It's got to be one person that just throws their Q-tips out the window when they're done using them in their cars.
It's Mike Shope.
One person?
More than one person using Q-tips and throwing them outside?
I don't think I use 8 Q-tips in a year.
I think I've never used 8 Q-tips.
And the Bulldog.
What the hell is going on out there? Q-tips, I don't think I want to work in a place where people like roll their windows down if they're using Q-tips for Lord knows what. And just throw them on the ground.
Well, you do.
What, is it the 70s?
Oh, that's not very nice.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Driving on the highway 65 miles an hour. You know, I get a little left in my soda from the fast food drive. Out the window. Yeah. That was the 70s. Who gives an F about anything?
Throw a burrito out the window.
Nothing matters. 2025, what are you doing?
On WGR.
Throwing Q-tips out of your car.
Sports Radio 550.
Hello from Harbor Center. Has the show, Not My Line, I'm stealing it, ever sounded colder? I almost wore shorts because that's what you do these days when you have a job you're lucky enough to have where you don't need to like wear a tie.
Oof.
Ever think about that? Terrible.
All the time.
Yeah?
Yeah.
is so great.
When I get, even if it's only for not, you know, just fleeting, the most fleeting of thoughts as I'm getting dressed. Yeah.
Could be worse.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm in a long sleeve shirt and jeans, and I'm cold.
I got this new station-issued quarter zip.
I have that in the car. And I might go get it.
I like it. I think it fits nicely. It looks good. You know, we've been, how long have we been? 10,000 shows?
It
took a while to get some gear, but we got some gear that is functional and good looking, I think.
I know. I got mustard on mine.
Oh, jeez.
But it came out.
Okay.
I got it out. You ever go to Sheetz?
Yes, absolutely have stopped at Sheetz. Yes.
Anytime where, this was the Columbus trip, like 2 weekends ago, so, like, Sheetz is just like, we do it for laughs.
It's like
my son and I go to Sheetz
like
for laughs.
Disneyland of gas stations.
I just love that you can actually type it all in. They maybe were ahead of their time when it came to that, but you can order on the screen. And I ordered Italian sausage with mustard. And, I mean, maybe in a good way, the mustard was on the bottom. When you prepare a hot dog or Italian sausage, the condiments are going to be on the top.
Right.
But this time, it was on the bottom. So, like, I could taste it. I knew it was there. I was happy about it.
It was in an unfamiliar territory, and it squirted out.
It
and got
squirted
you.
Out from the back to buy one of those.
To so, this day, every time I go to a ball game and get a hot dog or a sausage and put mustard on it, I am very careful about my posture while I'm eating because I think as an adult, a young adult, like, you know, 20 to 30 maybe, 10 times in a row maybe going to a baseball game, I drip mustard on myself.
Mustard, yeah.
So now I'm just I need like a bib. I need like a lobster. I'm going to lobster.
I like that.
I need one of those. I need a bib.
Just go plain. Don't risk it.
Right.
Well, we are here at the 11-day power play. This is a regular thing now for us, for Buffalo, but it's not a regular thing in terms of what it means to the community, to cancer research, and everybody coming together to play hockey for 11 days and raise this kind of money will never cease to amaze. They're over 1.5 million, headed for 1.7. The WGR team plays at 6 p.m. Eastern. Owen, Bulldog's son, is on the team. He's not just somebody that, you know, knows Bulldog, knows somebody that works at the station or is their son. He's actually, yep, you know, works with us now.
He has played before, twice, for the WGR team before having an employment opportunity, which he is now enjoying at the station.
The last time you played, he played.
Right, and he played the time before that as well, I think, or maybe the time after, whatever. Either way, I know we sat here together. It was after I played with him, and he was playing. And I remember being really nervous, not that I was worried he was not going to play well, but I was like, his career was sort of sparking at that time. Maybe this is summer of 18 or 19, maybe. And I was like, just don't turn an ankle. Don't, yeah, it's right. Like, just don't do anything that's going to hurt you. And so I remember being unsettled about that, kind of, you know, a little ridiculous to look back on it now, but I remember being nervous about that. But
there's a new shift starting now here just after 3. Is there going to be an anthem here? Do they play the anthem before every shift?
I don't remember if they do that.
Okay. The players are lined up at the blue lines.
Yeah.
We have Paul Hamilton, Greg Wyshynski, Joe Yurden today. It's a hockey day. And the Sabres gave us something.
Yes.
They traded someone good.
Yes, they did. a player that I very much did not want to see them part with, but they did. And I think, you know, the die was kind of cast here as much as they tried to prior to Tuesday. I think prior to Tuesday they had been pushing back on the narrative that J.J. Paterka was at the top of anybody's trade board heading into the summer months here. They were sort of all the big guys, Elliot Friedman, LeBrun, would say, you know, they're getting calls on him, but they don't want to do it. They don't want to do it. They don't want to do it. Tuesday, Adams sounded like, you know, resigned to the notion that it's going to happen.
It was done.
Yeah, because he's not – he wouldn't tell you anything about his status, which to me usually means negative, you know, i.e. they're moving him. So they did, and I don't like that they moved him. And caved in to yet another, I don't like it here, I'm unhappy, get me out of here demand. But I think two things can be true. I like the players that they got. I think the players that they got can serve purposeful roles for this team. But that comes with caveats, because they have to still find, I mean, they probably needed a top six forward even with Paterka on the team. Now they absolutely need a top six forward, if not another one, to supplement what they've got going on up there. And as long as they don't end up at, well, Jack Quinn can take Paterka's place. He's healthy now. And Zach Benson can take Quinn's place. Okay, that's it. We're good. Then, I think this can be a helpful trade because it does change their mix. They've needed a partner for power since power got to the league, and it has taken this long to accomplish it, and I think they did in this defenseman they got from Utah.
Why do you feel confident that they did that in this player? What have you read or heard in terms of Michael Kesselring?
Thank you for saying his name all day.
I love the name.
I love the name. I cannot remember it.
Michael Kesselring.
Kesselring. Let me say it a few. Kesselring. Every time I think about him, I'm on Klinghoffer or I don't even know. I'm just a mess. Anyway, Kesselring. Okay.
Yeah.
I was 90% sure I was going to get it that time.
If he wears a real number, it'll look good on a jersey.
Yeah.
If he's good.
He got thrust into a top four role last year because of injuries. And his metrics are good. Defensively, he's not a guy that is going to be – I don't think they need a guy that is – specializes anyway. I mean, there's some puck moving and everything. Everybody has to do some of everything. But he's not great at, being an offensive threat necessarily. And if he's going to be paired with Owen Power, that's fine. He's got size. He's got some aggressiveness. And his defensive numbers are solid, if not even good. And so that fits, I think. Doan is a very interesting player to me because I think that while he, you know, he's the same age as Paterka, I think maybe if they're the same draft, wasn't Paterka picked like 34? I think Doan was picked 37.
So he's 23.
Yeah.
Kesselring is 25.
Okay. So I don't know if Doan will ever be more than a role-playing player, bottom six, you know, forward. But good size, good all-around 200-foot game. He does have, even though he hasn't produced much offense at all at the NHL level so far, a very good shot. I don't think I would want to call it elite, but it's above average. And so, you know, if he can find his way, maybe he's a late bloomer and can become something. If not, I think they still have a dependable, solid player for the bottom of their lineup, which, you know, can be useful. I mean, the Sabres have had shortcomings in those areas for many years. So I like these players. I don't know, you know, balancing the trade out, there's no way that Paterka's, you know, by far the best player in the trade. It's not even close. And so, you know, I'm just trying to find something to avoid just piling on.
Well.
And so, but I do like, in a vacuum, I like these two players. Is it good value? I don't know. Maybe it's a little bit like McLeod and Savoy last year, although Paterka's proven to be an NHL player. Savoy, we didn't know. But it fits what I need, and I'm not as worried about how it looks on paper. But this will help my team be more fully formed if I do other things. If they end up at, you know, like I said, elevating Quinn and Benson and whatever else they've got in the system, then I think this is a big, big miss. They're going to miss Paterka badly. But if they fill those other roles capably, I think this can be a useful acquisition.
So the best we're going to do then is, like, it's an if-come bet, sort of waiting to see what else happens
right
next. And with the Sabres, like, I don't know, not everybody would have the stomach to bother to, you know, think about it that way. I don't blame anybody for being, you know, what word do you want? Some range between annoyed and irate. Like, I don't blame anybody for that because it feels just like more of the same, where a good young player, always, it's an offensive player, probably isn't happy, and the Sabres are, their hands are tied, and they do the best they can. But it didn't drag on. I mean, it happened before the draft, and I feel like that might be a good sign that mm-hmm. the Sabres are sort of primed to do more things. I realize even saying that kind of tepid sort of compliment is even already at a point where, like, you know, give me a break because
yep.
this team has just done so many things wrong and they don't get the benefit of the doubt. But I'm also choosing not to hate it. And I want to say, maybe you kind of said this too, it's a little bit, like, it's personal. Like, I just, it sort of, it feels like it's taking years off my life, ripping them all the time for obvious things. And, like, I go out, even in, like, with my family the other night, and someone in my family's like, oh, that was so good. You were so rough on them. Like, that doesn't really feel good. I mean,
right.
Has the show ever sounded older? But
no, I know what you. We talked about this a little yesterday. I felt the same way leaving the show Tuesday. It's
just like in this sport. I mean, the Sabres have not demonstrated a certain necessary level of commitment as an organization to kind of like, you know, all right, well, this team can make a par here. Like, it's going to be a team that can just sort of like live in the middle. Which I think for most of their history, we were sort of like settling for. Like, they were never going to be the biggest money, the biggest market,
right,
the biggest draw. But to be in the middle and to figure out smart ways to put a team on the ice that can beat those teams, like, that's what we're here for. They were never going to be. The new version of this isn't the New York Rangers. It's the Florida Panthers, a team that just, like, the market is in their favor. Now there's a tradition. There's a legacy. Like, now that's sort of a destination, and it blew past us. I mean, Buffalo, they tried for a minute, Hockey heaven didn't happen. It was kind of ridiculous in retrospect. It was never going to happen. I'm choosing not to hate it because I think there could be, like, basically you said it all, you know, an intelligent team building, team roster construction element here. They were probably at a disadvantage in terms of Paterka, and good on them if they recognized it and didn't just sit around and try to, I would say anyway, convince him to change his attitude or whatever it might be. And he's also not necessarily worth the money he'll get. Like, he's talented.
To this point, he's a one-dimensional player to this point.
Right. And
there is an argument to be made. I wouldn't want to make it because I would want to hang on to a 23-year-old player who almost had 70 points last year and has scored 28 and 27 goals within that the last 2 years and try to improve his defensive shortcomings. But there is an argument to be made that he's part of the problem the team has.
Yep.
And so, you know, you're in a little bit of a situation where if you want to change it up, once you re-sign Zucker and Greenway, and this was a point you made when that was happening or maybe about to happen or whatever, like, you re-sign these guys, where's the change coming from? Like, what am I going to do to my lineup? So with that having been done before the season even ended in the spring, how do you – it's a little reminiscent. I hate to bring it up. But when they were in a position where they felt like they needed to do something to their group in 2018, and they traded Ryan O'Reilly that summer because we got to do something, and we're not trading this guy, so who's left? Okay, that guy, right? And then he goes to St. Louis and wins the Conn Smythe and the Cup and everything, and it's a disaster. But, you know, Tage Thompson, it took a little while, but he's an excellent return, it turns out.
I just don't want to work to try to convince just, like, beaten-down Sabres fans that they should be okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to represent that, but we kind of
– I don't want to say
it out loud, but we kind of all know that one of these days they're going to find the
right.
nut. Like,
right.
they'll be the blind squirrel, maybe, but they'll find the nut. And – just you. My biggest criticism of them is the inaction, and this is action.
Yeah,
this is at least proactive. This will be different. We want the right-handed shot defenseman, the 23-year-old forward that maybe can help us on the bottom six. And even though his dad is among the many people who never wanted to play here and made sure he never had to, that'll be maybe interesting. But once they move to Utah, like, all bets are off maybe in terms of the Dones.
Yeah,
I don't know what happened there.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm not trying to convince people out there that are upset and miserable in their existence as Sabres fans that you should be happy about this. I'm just trying to be – I always try to be honest. I don't look at any move they make and go, okay, how can I hate this, right?
Yeah.
And neither do I go, how can I like this? And I'm sure I'm not doing that here. I objectively think these guys fit roles within the team and have the potential to change their makeup and make them maybe a better all-around team, provided they don't leave too much of a hole in the scoring department, which Paterka was excelling at. So they have to do something else. You know, and I'm not at all assuming that they will. It's why I'm making the point about Quinn getting elevated or Benson or whatever. I think that's when I would want to hit a button and be like, this is a disaster. But I've got time here and another asset in Byram and the ninth pick and who knows what else to try to address that. I kind of doubt that they'll be able to attract that player in free agency. But you never know. I want to give them at least the room. Like, if we get to, you know, the week after free agency opens, what is that, next Wednesday or Thursday or Tuesday? It's Tuesday, July 1st.
Your birthday.
My birthday. I didn't even know what day my birthday was.
I respect that.
Give them a little room and see if they can't find their way to something that'll help them. If they don't do that, then this trade will be classify it as a disaster. Regardless of how much I think those guys can help, there has to be an accompanying move.
Here we go again.
Right, this is like Stefan Diggs.
Yeah.
Like, when does the other shoe drop? How big is the shoe, right? Brandon Ayuk, whatever.
But what's the lesson from that example?
Yeah,
it didn't really
– it didn't happen at all.
Become a disaster.
But, right. Correct. Yeah.
But the Sabres don't get that,
no,
again,
they do
benefit
not.
Of the doubt.
Yeah, don't let me be heard saying, well, maybe Quinn – I don't want to do it. Because what did Jason Zucker say at the end of the year, right? Hope is not a strategy. So,
right, yeah.
We can all hope that Jack Quinn, a year removed from, you know, injuries that really messed up his season 2 years ago. Last year, I think he was still hindered by all that. If he can come all the way back, then that's a plus. And if Benson elevates and becomes a 50-point guy from being a 28-point guy, that's also okay, good. But it does not – you need something else here. It just has to happen. And if it doesn't, then I think they're in real trouble. And I'm not assuming that it won't happen.
I think maybe the players are speaking now on a Zoom call.
Yes.
Paul will be on with us later, maybe as soon as 3:30. Matthew Fairburn tweets, Kesselring and Doan lived together in Utah and are planning to live together in Buffalo. Do they think they have to move to Buffalo? Is that something that's being told to them, that they have to live here? Unlike their management team that doesn't live here?
I think that's how it works. Yeah, I think that is how
that's,
it works.
Well, the player, it's, you know,
yep.
Management has its privileges.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Yeah. Well, yeah, Kesselring is talking now, and I think Doan is talking at 4.
I bet.
I understand.
I mean, what's it like being Kevin Adams, right? What's it like being in that room? And it's just like, not even necessarily because you're consuming the public discourse, but because you know the score. It's been 5 years, and you're 26th in points, and nothing has really happened yet, and you're sort of living on borrowed time almost. Like, what's it like? It can't be fun. But here, so this trade happens. I wonder if Adams expected or found out, whatever it was, that so many people were going to hammer the Sabres for this trade, like Travis Yost, I mean, among others, just like, this is not enough return. But he knows what Paterka's stance is. You know, if he's like sort of the way I think about it, how the Sabres have just been unable to pull these kind of moves off, he would have that. Maybe he's got the proverbial next shoe to drop. You know, he's got that. I think maybe he loves this trade. He got two players.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Needs, got rid of a guy that he maybe... I don't know this, but it's been speculated. I mean, every effort that's been made to be like, we don't know if J.J. Paterka wants to move. Everybody thought he did. Like,
right.
It took 5 seconds at Adams' press conference the other day to be like, yeah, he's gone.
Right.
I mean, there was no question he was gone after that. So Adams knew that, and maybe that Paterka felt strongly. You know, Paterka did not have say in the matter. That's the other side of that coin, is that it was up to the Sabres what they were going to do.
Right.
But he might love this. You know, wouldn't you want to maybe assume that, given the alacrity of it? Like, just it happened pretty fast here. We're not at the draft yet. What would many people do, take it to Friday.
Right.
And it's also different that they're not all together in the same room this year for the one time with the draft, where maybe last year, maybe any other year, you would take it to Friday. You take it to L.A. And we'll talk when we get there. We'll see if we can get a better offer, whatever. But the Sabres went like, no, that's it.
Right.
And I think I'm a little bit excited about that.
That is one of the things. And again, I benefit of the doubt. Benefit of the doubt is in short supply with them, obviously, and with good reason. But to accept that return for Paterka without something else in the hopper, I think would be a really bad job. So if, like, whoever, Travis Yost or whomever else is looking at the return and going, you should have been able to do better than this on Paterka, I think, sure. But it does, it has the possibility to make them better, provided they replace Paterka capably, credibly. And I know, like, you know, you're never going to get back the value you had. So if you lost value, even if you replaced Paterka, you still lost value. I get it. But in terms of putting your team together, there's a scenario where if they can replace Paterka's offense with someone who can also be responsible defensively, they can be better.
It's a pretty big if.
It is a huge if.
Scoring has really not been there.
Right.
So their problem.
But it's
their
why I don't want to. I don't feel like with a clear conscience I can just kill them for this, because it makes too much sense to me that there has to be something else. If I'm wrong about that, then I mean, get the big guns out, because this is a terrible deal if there isn't something else coming behind it.
So Paul, I think, is on the conference call with the players, or with one of them.
He's going to join us at 3:30, regardless.
Okay.
He told me this thing's been going on for half an hour. He'll bail out if he has to.
And he's got a question in the hopper for Michael Kessler. Like, Mike, I gotta go. Gotta go, Terry.
You are going to do me a huge favor if you say that kid's name as often as possible today.
I, you know, have written it down. How do you like Tom in shorts today? I mean, that is very, very bold.
He's going to a Bison game after this.
I'm going to a draft after this. I'm not going to want to wear
you
pants.
Are?
I am, believe it or not. You know, since you said that, I'm going to bounce a bunch of questions off you during every break, because I don't know what I want to do.
I got to go talk to hockey parents I recognize.
Paul Hamilton, Greg Wyshynski, Joe Yurden, as we go through the day from Harbor Center. The 11-day power play well underway, runs through Sunday. The WGR team loaded with your favorites, your favorite media stars, as they take on the actual media stars.
Yes.
At 6. It's a fun one. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back with Paul to talk more about the Sabres' move. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.